This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beautiful morning. Got a nice breeze going. Highs of 87 today. Right now it's 70 degrees and nice. 88 for a high today. And then looking ahead to the rest of the week, it warms up a little bit. 86 for high today, rather. 85 tomorrow, 88 on Wednesday. And then near 90 by Saturday, but dry throughout the week. And we got the statistical peak of hurricane season the day after tomorrow on Wednesday. And the tropics are quiet, so we'll take it. And that, as it stands now, a prediction from the NOAA and University of Colorado would appear to be way off, and let's hope it stays that way. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Full disclosure, I did not see the LSU game because I do not have ESPN Plus, and I didn't go with the bootleg versions that apparently are available. Tell me about the game.
Well, it was just a sluggish, lethargic game from LSU, particularly offensively. And Coach Brian Kelly expressed his displeasure after the game. And he said it was on everyone. He said it was with the coaches, it was the players, lack of execution. The scheme was bad. They got out-coached. So it was a variety of things that led to it. And I think we talked about it on Friday when I was on your show, Tommy, about, it's human nature for there to be a letdown after playing a top five opponent on the road. Mm-hmm. You come back home, and even though it's the home opener and it's your first time in Tiger Stadium in months, you know, just sometimes the focus, the intensity is just not where it needs to be, or it wasn't where it was a week ago. And that showed. And, you know, the game got off to an ominous start offensively. Braylon Moore, your starting center, goes down with a high ankle sprain on the first play. And on the first drive, Garrett Nussmeier underthrows Berrien Brown for an interception. And then it was just a struggle. Now, on the other side of that, defensively, the Tigers played great. Now, granted, Louisiana Tech is not a very good team offensively. They're really struggling to figure out how to get that offense going. It was a bad offense last year, and it's off to a bad start this year. But we've been sitting here clamoring for a good defense, and LSU's got it at least through 2 weeks. And so I think that's the good news, and I think it's just going to take a little more time here for this offense to get going.
When it comes to so much emphasis being put on 1-0 and winning the opener and the big game against the big opponent, it's hard not to think that there would be a letdown, right? I mean, really, honestly?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody would have predicted LSU would just score 23 points. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's just very disappointing on the surface of it. And, you know, Brian Kelly said going into the week that, or into the game, that there's a certain standard that's expected out of an LSU football team. And regardless of who the opponent is, you need to play to that standard. And they didn't. And he let his disappointment be known in his post-game press conference. I mean, that was about as fiery as a coach that I have heard in a post-game press conference after a 23-7 win. He's just not going to say, okay, well, yeah, we had a letdown. Let's just move on to next week. I think he's going to drive the point home that, hey, this is a very talented team, and you just can't muddle through a game. You just can't go through the motions. Obviously you're playing an inferior opponent, so it doesn't cost you a win this Saturday, but this is a really good team, and you should play like it. And they didn't play like it, especially on offense on Saturday night.
I think an indicator of that, Caden Durham, 29 yards, 13 carries, only 128 yards as a team. That, to me, when it comes to running the ball, that is all about, and I understand he lost the center, but that's all about attitude. That's all about desire and determination. And if you don't run the ball against a team like Louisiana Tech, all due respect, that shows the desire, the determination isn't there. You think I'm making stuff up in my head or not?
No, I think you're right on, Tommy. And even Brian Kelly dismissed the idea of the fact that they lost Braylon Moore as a starting center. But I think that had a factor in it. I mean, Braylon played so well. I mean, he was the SEC offensive lineman of the week for his performance in the Clemson game. So he played so well in that game, and LSU did have a good running game, and it was, it helped them obviously come away with the victory. But yeah, I mean, 13 carries, 29 yards from your top running back against Louisiana Tech. Now, Louisiana Tech, they play a 3-3-5 stack. It's a little bit of a different defense. Actually, they're going to face it again this Saturday against Florida. They do a similar type of defensive scheme as well. And, just LSU didn't perform well. And I think that is a bit of a red flag just because they struggled to run the ball last year. Run blocking was an issue for LSU. And granted, it's nearly a completely entirely different offensive line. And you were hoping to see better. You were hoping to see a little bit better from that offensive line. And to be honest with you, and I know it's sometimes that I kind of hate doing this, but you take away Harlan Berry had a long run in this game, and if you take away that, the running numbers are really meager.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Florida Saturday night in Death Valley on ABC national TV doesn't, what's that old saying, doesn't light your fire, your pilot light is out, right?
Well, especially considering Florida's situation now, to get upset at home to South Florida, Billy Napier back on the hot seat. It's a Florida team that's going to come in desperate, so you better be ready for this game.
I think they will be. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll get your take on that when we return. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, talking about the Tigers getting by Louisiana Tech. I figured there would be a letdown again. Not that much of a letdown, but they did win 23-7. Good news is, and Tim Zimmer brought this up, is that it was not on the traditional broadcast outlets, so maybe a lot of people didn't see it, and they just see the score and then move on and keep LSU at number 3. Not that it matters right now. We'll take a break for traffic, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL. LSU still number 3 after a, I guess, lackluster performance, Jeff, would be a good phrase, against La Tech?
Yeah, I refer to it as lethargic. Yeah,
lethargic,
whatever adjective
okay.
that you want to use in that ballpark, I think is a very good way of describing it.
What do we know about Tredez Green?
Well, Tredez Green suffered a knee injury in the fourth quarter, and based on what we're hearing, it's likely he will not play against Florida this Saturday. And but it's not a season-ending injury. Looks like it's something that he'll be able to bounce back. So you got Florida this Saturday, then you got Southeastern Louisiana the following week. So maybe he misses the next couple of weeks, and hopefully you can get him back for that Ole Miss game at the end of the month.
Tell me about this Florida team. Hey, first of all, let me take a step back. You look at Oregon beating Oklahoma State 69-3. I've been around a while. I can never really remember LSU being the type of team, and this goes back to all different coaches and teams and everything else, to run up 69 on an opponent. Can you remember that ever happening?
No, I don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't necessarily remember 69, the three.
Or 67 or anything like that.
Oklahoma State, my goodness, how bad have they gotten? Mm. And you have to wonder how much longer Mike Gundy is going to be the head coach there of the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about Florida.
Well, we were just talking about it. Just a really bad, disappointing loss. I mean, Florida finished the season strong so well last year, and there was this thinking, hey, even though they have a tough schedule, there's a chance that this team could be really good. But that's a really bad loss. Now, South Florida got let's give the Bulls a little bit of credit here. They beat a ranked team in Boise State to begin the season, and then now they go on the road in the Gainesville and they win there, but. Just a bad loss. And you got a defensive lineman who was ejected for spitting on a player during the game. I mean, just rough. But if you're LSU, you can't fall into the trap to think that Florida is not very good, because again, there's a chance that they can, for at least one game, really put it all together and play very well in Tiger Stadium. I mean, they got absolutely nothing to lose, but Florida is about ready to enter a very difficult stretch. They come to LSU, then they go to Miami, then they host Texas, and then they're at Texas A&M. So this can go from bad to ugly to really, really bad in a heartbeat here for Miami or for Florida, based on losing a really tough game against South Florida.
But for LSU not to be ready for Florida, I can't in my mind see that happening. I mean, how can you not get ready for an SEC opponent coming off this, what did you say? What was the word you used against lethargic performance?
Well, you used the word atrocious.
Yeah, atrocious, whatever. But how they cannot be ready for an SEC opponent, primetime TV, a first SEC game, I can't see that happening. Can you?
No, you can't. It's got to be better. And you're just waiting for this offense to kind of come together a little bit more. And I don't know if it's because you got so many weapons now that you're trying to get the football to. You're trying to get people, you still really haven't been able to get Chris Hilton involved at all here in the first 2 weeks. And so there's a lot of guys you're trying to get involved offensively. And maybe that's leading to some of the issues. But let's see. Maybe they could put it together and have a strong game against the Florida Gators on Saturday night. Tiger Stadium should be alive, should be electric. And so it should be a lot of fun come Saturday.
If they're not ready, God help them. Thank you. I appreciate it, Jeff. You have a good week. We'll talk to you again. When we come back, we'll talk to Jason Shield, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. One of my favorite times of the week. We get to bank on it. Financial insights you can count on. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.